Okay, so yesterday we got a certain level of Clarkite in the all the different cases, and we have Chayra set up the rules on the board very clearly. The cases where the Lucky Sea Shemayim is a little complicated, but the other cases, the Ikra Din, seems to us to be very simple. The Ikra Din, when the Shemas, you put the money down and you go away, and when they're baris, you pay l'cholecha de'echad, except in the last case, with lo'yav le'le medik, that's different. But otherwise, so I mentioned to you yesterday the difficulty from a case of shtar that said on it Yosef and Shimon, that somebody owes Yosef and Shimon money, and now the shtar is lost, so we don't know which one. If one of them is holding the shtar, we know it's his. The shtar was lost, but we know there was such a shtar, and there are two Yosef and Shimons, each is teveya the money based on that shtar. So they're aiding that there was a shtar. So the halacha is that that the leiver doesn't have to pay. You could tell each one, you go, and maybe it's the other one, I go away, and you go away, maybe it's the other one. He pays nobody. Paying nobody, according to the way we're learning, is impossible. There's no case on this whole board. You pay nobody. When it says potter, we understood potter means you don't have to pay any extra. You just, whatever you always, you put down, a mistalik. There's no case. You're totally potter. You zicho somebody money. What do you mean you're potter? There should be no such case. And why over there, by Yosef ben Shimon, by the shtar, why over there are you potter lagamri? Rabbi Chanan is ma'ir from the case of Trey v'Trey. When you have two eidim that say that the chayv is to Reuven, two eidim say the chayv is to Shimon, and they're talking about the same chayv. Obviously, it's two different chayvus, so you have to pay both. There are eidim on each one. They're talking about exactly the same chayv, and two eidim say it's to Reuven, and two eidim say it's to Shimon. So what should be the din according to our charts? Two Adim say, I know I owe money to one person. Two Adim say, I owe it to Reuven. Two Adim say, I owe it to Shimon. What should be the din? Shmichayev, how much? I know I owe the money. I don't know if it's to him or to him. Two Adim to him. And yet, over there, you don't pay anybody. Trey and Trey cancel each other out. There are no Adim. You don't pay anybody. It's got to be talking there that the loiva doesn't know independently that he owes money. He knows on his own he owes money, so he have to pay something. But the loiva doesn't know. Two Adim say he owes money to Reuven, two Adim say he owes to Shimon. The loiva has no idea. So there, Trey and Trey, you pay nobody. Why do you pay nobody? Rabbi Chanan asks it as a stira. Says the same kasha, but the second way of asking the kasha. By Shnei Shvilin, we have a case where you have two roads, and we know there's two men, one and none on the other. And two people walked one down each road. So we know by Shnei Shvilin, if it's two separate Dine Torah. So each Din Torah we pass Gitar. There's a rule of Suffolk Tumah, which is Rab Tar. So if you have one Din Torah, somebody walked down road A, they passed Gitar. Somebody walked down road B, they passed Gitar. I, it's a Stira. So Stira doesn't bother us. Each Psak is correct. As long as they're separate Psakim, it's correct. So Zatra B'Chalam, by Trey V'Trey also. Let the first Teveya come with two Eidim, should pay. Let the second Teveya come with two Eidim, pay him. It's two separate Dine Torah. And you should have to pay both. So the Chanan answers that till now, we're all talking where is the Teveya. The Teveya comes with a Kayach HaTviyah. Teveya comes with, he has a Tviyah, whatever his explanation of his Tviyah is. And there's a Teveya, so the rules on the board apply. There's a Teveya and he has a Taina. So even though they are steerous between the two Taivin, but each Teveya is entitled to his Din Taira, separate Din Taira. When the Teveya himself only comes with Kayach Eidim, he comes with Kayach Eidim. Yeah, Eidim is better than a Teveya. But Eidim have to be Mavar of something. Eidim have to make something clear to us. The Kayach of Eidim is that it's a Raya. It's a proof. When you have Trey v'Trey, when you have two Eidim against two Eidim, they cancel each other out. Because when you have two Eidim this way and two Eidim that way, there is no proof. There is no proof of the two Eidim. That when you're coming to be Teveya, Mikayach something, your Tfiyah is not because you know something, but because the Eidim knows something, then the Eidim have to be a proof. If they're not a proof, you lose. Even if you separate the two. But the Eidim, in the first Din Torah, so let's say we're having two separate Dinei Torah. The first Din Torah, two Eidim say, Eidus, that on this day in this place, Reuven bar Manifer. Now I'm being accused. I have a right to bring any proof against these two Eidim. I'll bring the other two Eidim. They'll say the first two are lying. It didn't happen. The second two Eidim are saying that it didn't happen. Now they're saying I owe someone else. That's a separate Din Torah. But in the first Din Torah, when Reuven says I have Eidim that you owe me money, I have two Eidim say they're lying. So when you're coming, Mekayach Eidim, your Tviyah is Mekayach Eidus. The Eidus has to prove something. If it doesn't prove something, then it's nothing. If it doesn't prove something, then it's nothing. So even though Eidim are not better than a Teveya, normally Eidim are better than a Teveya. But that's because the Eidim are a proof. Any time the Eidim are not a proof, they're nothing. They're worse than a Tviyah. If you want to come and be Teveya me with your own Tviyah, you can come. And even if someone contradicts you, you still have a right to be a Teveya. When you come to Kayach Eidim, Eidim that are Trey v'Trey are nothing. Eidim on their own are much better than anything else. They're the best Raya in the world. And Eidim that are Trey v'Trey are Kaman D'Lesnehu, nothing. And when I say Kaman D'Lesnehu, we once declared if Trey v'Trey is Kaman D'Lesnehu, and you can bring more Rayas. Or if Trey v'Trey, they're here, they just cancel each other out, and you can't bring more Raya. When I'm talking today, I'm not talking about Yana Chakira. I'm just saying that you can't be Teveya with Eidim if the Eidim are canceled, or two other Eidim say they're lying. So anytime you're coming with Eidim, it has to be a Kayach Raya. No Raya, it doesn't work. So that's an exception to the whole chart. If someone comes with a Tviyah of a Raya, the Raya has to stand. The Raya falls away, then you have nothing. Could be, in the case of the two Yosef and Shimon's, could be it's the same thing. Now, if each Yosef and Shimon is timing, you owe me money, the Kayach is Tviyah, they would win time. But if they're coming, not the Kayach that Tviyah, they're coming because there was a Shtar. The Kayach a Shtar. If the Shtar itself has to be a Raya, if the Shtar is not a Raya, so shtar is nothing. If the shtar is ilachi kamachi, ilachi kamachi, the kayach the shtar is nothing. B'chayra, there should still be a din, the kayach, the fact that it's a teveya. He's teveya, he's teveya. If the defendant knows he owes one of them, he'd have to put it down in the mistalik. But the shtar has no kayach. The shtar has no, itself would have no kayach in Bezdin, because the shtar has to be a raya, like Edom has to be a raya. Kozma, it's not a Raya, it's not a Raya. Well, what do you think? Well, if they are saying they know on their own, they're saying they know on their own, and they're saying they know on their own, well, then it would depend what the Nitva is saying. The Nitva is saying, I don't know, he's talking. If the Nitva is saying, I know a stole from one, I don't know who, then this rule up there would apply. So the case of Eidim is in a case where it's only the Kayach to Eidim. Either the two Taivim are Bari, or the Nitva doesn't know his Sofa one. In both cases, wherever one component is missing, you have to come on to the Eidim. That's what Rabbi Chanan is talking about. We're only the Kayach to Eidim you're going to win. It's like Rabbi Chanan, you don't win the Kayach to Eidim. That's right. The Trey case or the Yes the Bishimon, there's one star. There's one star and the star is lost. And now there's some Eidim who saw the star, or however we know there was such a star. I say Eidim say they knew there was such a star. And now I have to pay. Now if each of them is a Teveya and I say I know I borrow from one of you, I don't know who, so forget about the star. That's the case of the boy. You still have to pay either both or one, depending on which of the cases it is, if Teveh is a Bari or Shema. I shouldn't even say that. In the case of Ishtar, in the case of Halvaz, right, this column, he pays B'chol Echad Ve'Echad. Why? Why over here you're Potter in the last case? Because in the last case, you could say, L'Havali L'Medak. I don't have to be Medakid. Because Mekachum Hemka, you'll come right away the next day. I didn't know it'll be a sichsuch. By a regular halva, you have to be medagdik. When there's a shtar, I don't have to be medagdik to remember who I borrow from. I know ashtara samchina, the nesivus writes. Some of the nesivus means I don't have to be medagdik who I borrow from. So halva bishtar would really be the last column. Because halva bishtar, I have to be medagdik who I borrowed from. You bring me the shtar and I'll pay. It could be in that case it would be different. Alright, what about the Rav Shlomo Zalman's case? Rav Shlomo Zalman has a long tshuva on Shadchalis Sichsuch. Most of the tshuva has to do with whether you swear she was Hesis, which we didn't discuss. But in a tshuva, in a short piece at the end of the third paragraph, he has a Bamishar case. He has a case where two Shadchanim say that they were the Shadchanim. And the Mechutanim, Chazakala, don't know. They don't know what a Shadchanim are. There's a din by Shadchanim that a maskil, somebody who starts it, gets a certain percentage, and a Goyimer gets a certain percentage. Different communities have different Menhagim, how to divide it. The confusion is, was he the maskil? Was someone else the maskil? What does it depend on? Who's the maskil? The one who got the person to say yes. So it could easily happen that somebody reads a shidduch, you're not sure, somebody else reads a shidduch, you're not sure. And then you end up going out. You don't remember which shadchan was the stage where you agreed. He's the maskil. The one that got a yes to going out is the maskil. You don't remember. So each shadchan says, I was the one who did it. That's a vampire. And the chutanim are shemas. They don't remember who. So what should be the din, lefi, our... They know they owe somebody. So what should be the din according to our rules? What should be the din? Tushat chanam atavei abari. And the nitfa says, I don't remember. I don't know who was the one. What should be? Pay both? Who votes to pay both shat chanam? Or should it be like a Mekach HaMamka? So you say, maybe it's Mekach HaMamka. See, that's the question. You go to the column of Bari. Each one's a Bari. So, either you pay everybody, or you pay only one. What does it depend on? What does it depend on? Talk long dish. What does it depend on? Depends on Havelel Medak. It depends, do we say that Havelel Medak? Now here it's a little hard to compare. What? You have to be medagdic every time someone reads a shidduch, who's the one that, is it Havelel Medak? Why not? Well, Shadchan is a little different. At the time you start, it's not only not a short thing, the stomach won't end up with anything. Roiv Shidduchim that are read end up not getting, as many of you are painfully aware, don't end up ending up with Shadchanis. So do we say Havalei Lamedic or not? If you ask me, I'm the type, I always think people have to be responsible. I would have said, what do you mean? You have to be didactic. After the Shidduch ends, you'll forget it. But close your mind, you're involved in one Shidduch, you remember what's going on there. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman says not that way. Rosh Hashanah Zalman, without explanation, just as a psak, he says if the Shadchanim are Tani Bari and the Mechutanim are saying Shema, he says they know they owe somebody. But they don't know who. He says, you put the money in Bezdin, Menech Ben Yamu Mestalik. You give it over to Bezdin, let them find it out. That's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman says. He says it as a psak at the end of the paragraph Ach, that starts with Ach something. The last part of the paragraph, that's his psak. L'chayra, he holds, it's like Havalei L'medik. That's the only way it makes sense. At least according to one of the rules we know. L'chayra, Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds. That shot somewhere as a shidduch. It's like Havalei L'medik. It's not. Why is it? What? The Shadchan. You're relying on the Shadchan to be Teveyu immediately afterwards. Which is quite a while later from the time they first read the shidduch till the end of happening. But, Chayrit, that's what Shadchan sounds for Sak, no? That it's, who remembers?
The one who
but he does remember. In this case, he remembers. Just there are two people say.
No, I said
so that's why it's by Havalei
L'medik.
It's an ongoing thing, so therefore the Shadchan is. Because he gets his Shadchan for the Askola. What happens later could happen with someone else. Now that's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's case, where each one says, I was the master. I was on the start of the Shadchan. The master is the one who got a yes for both. Chayri, he says, that Shadchan is the liable Aramaic. According to the rules we know, that's the only way to understand that psak. There's one other case. There's one other case that was shared. So the Shadchanis case is good. The Yosef Shimon's cases are good. The Pinyan Ben case is still a problem. There's a Pinyan Ben case, the Simon Shinhei Sivchavtes, I believe. Shinhei Sivchavtes. And it's a case that, in the beginning of the year, when we were learning that Basil Gimel, I mentioned. Case there is where two fathers each had a Bechar. And the two babies, they don't know which is which. They became confused in the hospital, but the babies got confused. The people got confused. They don't know which baby belongs to which parent. Each parent was paid to his son by a kayin early. Each one gave his father, gave the kayin pidyon haben. Then one son died. The halacha is if a person is paid the teich lamed yayin, when the son dies, he gets a refund because he wasn't chayav the pinyan haben. However, we don't know which father is entitled to a refund. Each father said, look, one of these two babies is mine. I don't know which one. And he was paid it. The other one said, I don't know which one's mine. He was paid it. So the question is, which father gets the pidyon aden, give back? So Shulchan Aruch says, if they write a harshah, the two of them, they make themselves into one unit, and they get back the money. It's mashma that otherwise they don't get back. Mashmois is that he doesn't have to give back. Kind of, if one comes to him for money, he says, "I don't have to give it to you." The other one comes and says, "I don't have to give it to you." You can push off each one. What should be the din l'didan? What should be like us in the case of pidyon aden? Two fathers come. Each one says shema. Right, the kayin says, "I owe money to one of you." Now the fathers are shema. Each father doesn't know if it's his son that died or his son that's alive. L'chayr it's a tapro. It's a case of shema, and you should have to pay at least one. You should have to put down 5 shkolim b'neim with mistalik. At least 5 shkolim you should have to pay. L'chayr. Shulchan Aruch seems to say not that way. You can. If you want a shtel, you could say maybe Shulchan Aruch means they write harshah is the good way to do it. But Shulchan Aruch sounds like without harshah you don't have to pay. That case, l'chayr, doesn't stem with the rules. Because like I said, we shouldn't have any case in the world where you know you owe someone money and you don't pay at least one. At least what you know you owe, you should still have to pay. How can you have a kayin who knows he owes to one of them? He's totally off the hook. That case seems to still be a problem. But we understand there should be no such case. I don't know. Torah is big. It's hard to answer everything. I think we got the rules pretty down pat. As if you're in a bank case, well, I don't know. We'll have to worry about it. Okay, let's start another piece of Gemara. Amamar, hasam dikatavi lei. But it depends. Amish is talking about this day shemayim. You pay both. Hasam means Rav Tarfin. Is a teveya. What's the din? What are Rav Tarfin say? Rav Tarfin said, "Miniach." Okay, he's going to Rav Tarfin. Okay, let's not get confused. Rav Tarfin is not the board. It's not the way we pass it. Okay, Rav Tarfin is not the chart. Rav Tarfin is a totally different case. It's the case, but a totally different stack. Rav Tarfin holds that even to the Abari, you're potter for paying two. Meniach u'mistalik. Frakti Gemara. Zok the Gemara, machleik is what the case is. Omamar, hasam kadavile, bahalom atayin. What is the defendant tainin? That's a veyahim. What is the gazlan's tainin? Rav Yudom, Rav, halo shoysik. He's being quiet. Rav Masna, Rav, halo tzoveyah. What's he screaming? Eini makircha, he's saying, I don't know you, man. So what's the explanation of the machleik is? The one who says he's screaming, that's why Miniachum is Dalek. But if he'd be quiet, what would be the din? What would be the din? Shtika Kaida means what's the din? Again, Mandi Omer Halot Sovach, that's why what? Mandi Omer Halot Sovach, that's why Rav Tarfin said. That you put the money down and they fight over it. But if he's shaysik, what would be the din? What? Gemara is saying that if you'd be shaysik, you pay k'shtika kaidah. This is the Makar and Shas for the expression k'shtika kaidah. I think it's in the Zikin is the only place this expression. The idea is all over the place. Yavamis is another place, because it springs, but otherwise, this shtika kaido. Mandiyama haloshaisik shtika da halakaido. This shtika kaido. No. She says he's made the shtika b'chal tarakulis kaido. Shtika da halakaido. Matsuyamalai Hadishtiki Lakhachad Amina. Why was there quiet to each person? Amina, because I said to myself, Dilma Hayu. So every interesting machlokes. Shtika kaida. It says shtika kaida everywhere. Shtika kaida in such a case where you have a separate din Torah with a bunch of different people, do you say shtika kaida? That's the machlokes here in the Gemara. Now let's talk about shtika kaida. The Brich Zabram, he has a very nice piece on shtika kaida. Goal is to understand the machlaikas and the Gemara, but let's first talk about the concept of shtika kaida. Then we actually had on Davav Amid Aleph the case of Shasak al Vasef Tzavach. By Tafa Yechad Miyadai, someone grabs something out of my hand, I'm quiet. The Gemara also says shtika kaida. Where I said, if you Shasak and later on Yitzavach, so we had a Shailif that considered a shtika on it. But I think there we passed Shasak al Vasef Tzavach is a shtika. But straight shtika, that's shtika kaida. Why is shtika kaida? Why is it that if you're teveya me and I'm quiet, why is that implied guilt on my part, implied hada on my part? In American law, it's not that way. American law, you know, the jury is not allowed to count the fact that the defendant refuses to testify on his own behalf. There's a tendency to say, I plead innocent. But if he refuses to talk, in American law, that does nothing. Now, in halacha, I'm not sure how exactly that works. Shtika kaida sounds like, if I'm quiet, it's a riot that you're telling the truth. I think that's why I don't understand Pashuk Shat and Shtika kaida. That's a riot to you. You say you're tiny body. Now, if I tiny shema, this amandiyama, you still win because you're a body and I'm a shema, and we don't pass that. But if I say shema, it's better than if I'm shaisik. If I'm shaisik, it's a raya that your body is correct. There's something wrong. So it's like just like body b'shema, this amandiyama body wins because the shema is a raya to him. Shtika kaida, you could learn, my haida is a raya to your bari. And therefore, it's mechazik your taina, gives kayak to your taina to win. So according to the first mahalach in shtika kaida, it's shtika is circumstantial evidence. It gives some type of raya to that which you're saying. That's what shtika kaida would mean. The second mahalach that he brings is more than that. Hadar is mamish haskamu. If you're tebeya, I mean, I say nothing. Shtika gaida means it's as if I was maida bepeh. I was maida. If you say are you money and I don't say anything, we all know what that means. That means that that I'm guilty. So if you're shtika gaida, these two ma'alchem. If you're shtika gaida, is that it's a raya to you, it's evidence to you, or that it's a full-fledged haskalah. Now, if kamina would be, if after I'm shaisik, later, could I bring Aidim that I'm right? You're tebeyami money in Bezin. I'm shaisik. I don't say anything. The Bezin pastors, I'm tired. The next day, I bring two Aidim like me. Does bringing two Aidim or a different raya, does it help or doesn't it help? If you learn shtika kaida the first way, that my being quiet is sort of a evidence to you, it's a raya to you. Well, so you have a raya because I was quiet. I have a raya, I have two Aidim. My raya is better than your raya. So I would win. Because I bring two Aidim, which is a stronger raya than your raya. Rishenke, if you learn the second way, that shtika kaida is mamish haskama, as if I was masking bepeh. So what's the din? If I be masking bepeh, that I owe you money. And later two Aidim say I don't owe you money. We all know. Haidah's baldin, kamei Aidim dabi. Even I bring 100 Aidim, I still have to pay. Haidah's baldin, kamei Aidim dabi. So this is a tremendous nafkamina between the two between the two ways to learn. And the Machmir Frayim has a shayla. I'm not sure this is totally what we're saying now, but it sounds very similar. Machmir Frayim has a case where you come to my house and you say, "Can you watch this for me?" Let me not say my house. We're in yeshiva. And you put something down and you say, "Watch this for me." I don't say anything. And you walk out of the room. What happens? What happens? What is my shtika? What is my shtika? How do you understand? Do my chayiv? Am I shayna? Tiny shtika kaida. I said, watch it. And well, the taina is that afterwards I was a shaymer. I went home. I left it on the desk, and the next day I wasn't there. The taina, I mean, they said, give them to watch. You walked out of the room. What? Well, here it's shtika kaskama. It's the same thing. It's the same idea. It's a question of how to read a person's mind. You can argue that when I accuse you of something, in which case is a person more likely to respond? When someone accuses him, or when someone says, "Watch this for me." See, it depends on your nature. If somebody accused me of something, I don't think I bother answering. If someone said, "Watch something," I'm a careful person. I would say, if I don't mean to watch it, I wouldn't just be quiet. I would say, "I'm not watching it." The guy's accusing me. Let him go with this scream all day. How do I care? Well, I was shaysik. When he asked me to watch it, I was b'shtika. I don't know. I tell you, my nature is I would say something. Some people are more capable of ignoring other people than others. The Meister Machne Ephraim brings, I forgot from who, he brings it, Shita, that Shtika Kaida, and you have it in Shaymer. And the Machne Ephraim himself disagrees. The Machne Ephraim holds that, Leich Bislai, what do I care what he's saying? What do I care what the other person is saying? So, I don't know, does that have something to do with our Gemara? Does that have something to do with the Kayach and the Akler, Shtika Kaida? If you want Shtika Kaida, is Mamish Haskama, then I can hear Machayiv. According to the first Mahalach, that Shtika Kaida is just evidence to you, it's not a Haskama. So here also it's not a Haskama. Certainly, the first Mahalach that's not a Haskama, certainly makes it follows here, it's not a Haskama. Second Mahalach, that over there, Sahidah, here could still clear. But it seems to be a very similar question. How much do you read into a person's shtika? How much do you read into a person being quiet? Does a person have to say? He doesn't have to say. There's a third case that the Brich Zavron brings from the Shita Mekubetzes here. If someone comes over to me, there's a bottle of wine on my table. And someone comes over to me and he says, Misnasech Yenach. He says, "You know that wine? That wine is the Ayin Esech. Misnasech Yenach." And I'm Shaisik. Now, do we say in this case, Erechanem of Yisurin? What? Do we say Erechanem of Yisurin? No, what's the rule of Erechanem of Yisurin? Huh? Everyone's quick to say Erechanem of Yisurin. If an Eidechet says my meat is treif, is he Neman? What? Right, only on itself.
Eid Echad, Nem Bisurin is only on himself. It's only on his own stuff. Eid Echad can't come and say, my meat is, he can do whatever he wants, but he's not Nemun. There's no Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. Let's say that's mine, unless it's Biyada. If it's Biyada, he's the butcher, he's the Shaisen. But Starzai, someone says, my thing is just Treif, he's not Nemun. So the Shaila there is, a person says, Nisnasef Yenach, by itself has no Nemunis. And the owner is Shaisik. So the Shita Mekubetzes brings B'Shem the Ravid, I think it was. He says that it's a Haidah, and it's considered Yayin Esach. It's a Haidah, it's considered Yayin Esach. It sounds like See, this is a case where he's Teveya, he's not Teveya me, he's telling me something. And I'm being quiet. And it says it's a Haidah. Sounds like it's Mamish Haidah. That if someone is Shaisik, it's Mamish Haidah, it's not just evidence to you. It's more than that. It's a Haidah, because evidence to you wouldn't make sense by Yayin Nesach. You're not a Teveya. But if I bring evidence to you, it should prove anything. Sounds very much like it's a full-fledged Haidah. Now, these are three cases of shtika kaida, money, and yayin esef, and shmira. Mechayra, they are all totally in how much kayak you give a haida. Now, it gets a little more involved in this. The Taisis Harash in our sugya says that after shtika kaida, after I'm Shaisik, says I'm Chayiv. After that, if I give it a masla, an excuse, an explanation of why I was Shaisik, so Tesa Rosh says that I can give it a masla and I can retract my Oidah. Whereas I say, you know why I was quiet, then I give an explanation why I was quiet. Assuming it's a believable explanation, doesn't have to decide. And a masla helps to erase shtika kaida. As I state, Tosfos Rashi. What? If he has to wait until tomorrow. So he would have to prove that he had to wait until coming. You're right. You know, let's say he says, I knew that you wasn't coming tomorrow. So Teshua says that's a good excuse. If he asks me, I agree. He knew that you wasn't coming. And they didn't have to actually come. He can't just say, I thought I had to wait. What? This particular excuse? I'm saying I would think it's a good excuse. If he says, I knew I had to wait coming, maybe he has to prove he knew. What? Yeah, I understand, but I don't think it's Dafka the Samastra. I think it's Dafka the Samastra. Right, look, Bez is going to have to decide on each Amastra. We can argue about different Amastra's. It's certainly not only one Amastra. It has to be a believable, any believable excuse, a person's believed with a believable excuse. Both in the Ktzais HaChayshim, Simon Pei, and in the Shev Shmaitz and Shmaitz Avav, Perek Yudalit, declares a Shaila by Haidah's Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. In a case where a Baldin came into Bez, and he was Maidin Bez, it was Mamish Maidin, he walks into Bez and he says, I owe somebody money. Haidah's Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. When we say Haidah's Baldin Kameya Edim Dami, do we mean it's Mamish like Meya Edim and there's no way to retract it? Or maybe Haidah's Baldin is only Kameya Edim because man, he doesn't have an excuse. If he would have an Amasla, an excuse to get out of what he was just made in, so he declares whether that would work or not. But the Amasla works by a regular case of Haidah's Baldin Kameya Edim.
Zog the Berachas Avraham. Well, it depends on Achakira. If you learn the second way in Agamara, that Shtika is Mamish Kaidah, Shtika is Mamish Askama, so then, from our Shita, our Taisis HaRosh, would be a Raya. We see in Agamara, where Shtika is Mamish HaHidah, we see Amasla helps. So who I did? The Taisis HaKira, Amasla should help. Masha'en came, if you hold that in our Gemara, the Shtika is not Mamish HaHidah, it's just evidence, it's just some type of raya. Then you could say, oh, you know, Ayin Amasla helps here, here it's Dama Raya. But maybe by Hodos Baldin, when he's Moide Bab Pemole, maybe not. So what should be told in this, yeah. It's true. You could come along and say, there are three Gedar. There's one Gedar where I'm Moide, it's evidence. Where I'm Shaisik is evidence. There's one Gedar where I'm Shaisik, it's Aydah. And there's one where I'm Moide Pemole. So there's room to be mechalit, to say, well, a shtika type of Aydah, if you explain it, okay, shtika. But to say Pemole, maybe not. It could be mechalit. There's room to make the shilat. It's true.
I'm saying, because the point is, my whole reason why I say shtika is a Aydah, is a Mamish, is my assumption. So if he says that I'm Aswan, what is shtika is something different. He says that the whole thing is Aydah.
Fine, I have no problem. I just mean to be medamid. He means just to be medamid, not to prove it one way or the other. Akapadim, these are two ways to learn the rule of Shtika Kaidah. There's a problem. You know, we are all sitting here calmly and learning. Shtika Kaidah could be a full fledged Hasbara. Right? That's what we're saying. There's a way to learn. Shtika means a mamish. Makes no sense in this Gemara. All over Shas, Shtika Kaidah, we have to look at each case. In this Gemara, it makes zero sense. I stole from one person. Five people separately, each one came to me and said, you stole from me. So you're going to tell me it's a full fledged Haskama to all five people? Well, that makes sense. I'm saying, yes, it's true, I stole from you. The second one, yes, it's true, I stole from you. And the third, doesn't make any sense to me at all. This whole mahalach, shtika kaidah, is mamish haidah to five people that I stole. Am I crazy? I stole from one person. If a person is made to five people, they stole from all five. He's saying things that don't make sense. The words don't make sense. What do you mean? The first way of learning that shtika gives more kayach to your taina of bari, alright. But to say that shtika kaidah means a full fledged haidah, a mamish like da is bald in, you say I stole from you, I say yes. You say I stole from you, I say yes. But I didn't steal from five people, I stole from one. It doesn't make any sense. In this Gemara, it doesn't. Like, you know, the old Shalom joke about the two people had in Torah, right? And the Rav says to one of them, you're right. And the other one says, this thing says, you're right. So the Rebbe says, they can't both be right. He says, you're right also. Right? Everyone's right. This Gemara, this whole discussion, someone explained it to me. Could it be a full-fledged Eskama to five people?
I owe one.
So if I owe one, that's good, I owe one. The Tafet says, Bediach Mistalak. But the Gemara says, no, if I'm Shaisik, I don't have to have Bediach Mistalak, I pay all five. Why am I paying all five? So we say, why are you paying all five? It's like the Gemara, Shtika Kaidah. We'll learn Shtika Kaidah, Zaidah Gemura. Now, it wouldn't bother me so much, except that he brings a Ravid. The Savarov brings a Ravid who's bothered by this apparently. How can it be Shtika Kaidah on five contradictory things? And the Ravid says something like, if you like it, good. He says something like this. He says, well, he stole from someone. He doesn't know who. So at 8 o'clock, Reuven says he stole from me. He said, you know, he was shaisik. Means, you know, I believe it, Taka, I stole from you. That's a shtika.
9 o'clock, Shimon came. He says, no, you stole from me. He was shy. So we touch up that at this moment he said, you know what? Reuven must be full of baloney. Shimon must be telling the truth. At 10 o'clock, Levi came. Says he stole from me. He's shaysik. We touch up. He's saying, you know, Reuven and Shimon are liars. I believe Levi. Then Yehuda comes. He says, Reuven and Levi, I don't believe you. I believe. He said, each hour, this fellow, that's what the Rebbe sounds like he's saying, each hour, or each moment that each of the five people came, he decided in his mind, you know, I don't believe the others, I believe him. And the next one came, he said, you know, I don't believe the others, I believe him. The next one came, I don't believe that, I believe you. That's what the Rebbe seems to say. Mustaver, it's Mustaver. What?
I don't think it's clear, that's not clear.
But he has to pay them b'day adam, the Gemara says, Avashtika kaida. Meaning, we're going to Reb Tarfon again. Reb Tarfon holds that even by Bari, you only have to pay one. That's Reb Tarfon's shita always. Here is my idea, pay each one because Shtika kaida. So why do I pay each of them because of Shtika kaida? If you want to go with the first Mahala that just gives kaya to your Bari, yeah, fine. But to say it's Mamisha kaida, very hard to understand. So the Birchas Avraham tried to explain it. He says it's a din. It's not because mentally, in my mind, if the person meant it that way, something wrong with it. Not mentally, in his mind, he meant it that way. But it's a halacha. Each case we pass it separately. If in the first case you're tevemi and I'm shaisik, it's a full fledged din. Second case I'm shaisik, full fledged din. Third one, full-fledged din. It's a din. The din is, if I'm shaysik, it's a haskana. Right? Could be. It's such a din. To say, you know, if it's a din, it's a din. If Moshe Rabbeinu said it, if Moshe Rabbeinu said it. It's much more smooth to say the first way. That shtika kaida is not a full-fledged kaida. Shtika kaida is just circumstantial evidence. When I'm quiet, it's mashma, you're right. Not a full-fledged haskava. It's much more glatt to learn the Gemara that way. It gives your bari a stronger kayak. And the mashal is, you have to remember, is Amandi Yama, if you're a bari and I'm a shema, you win. If I say I'm a shema, it's certainly not being right. Is Amandi Yama, your bari and my shema, you win. So we don't paskin, your bari and my shema, you win. But if you're a bari and I'm shaisik, which is less than a shema, because there's something suspicious here, so that's Bari Vishema plus. It's Bari Vishema plus. The Bari is a little stronger because he wasn't even a Shema, he's Shaisik. So that's why the Bari wins. That's such a smooth way to learn the Gemara. It makes much more sense. Shtika Kaida is circumstantial evidence. You're Shaisik. Is it proof? It's not proof. Sometimes people are quiet, they don't know what to say. The first Mahalach is so much more glad, which, at least the way I'm saying, the Machna Ephraim seems to hold that way. He holds in the case of Shmira, he can be Mechalik, but in this case of Shmira, he uses a Lashon in Shtika Kaida. And he says that you're not Chayav Shmira. Because it's not, it doesn't mean I'm asking. Shtika doesn't mean I'm asking. Why would the Bari collect? Because just like, according to one man the other, a Bari against the Shema, the Bari collects. And we don't pass it that way. So that's when it's a bari. Let's say a bari is in a scale is worth 5 points, and a shem is worth one. So five, you get five and one. So you don't collect. But this is less than one. Shtika. There's a circumstantial reason. There's a suspicion against me. So your bari should win. So therefore, the scale of bari against shema, which is this much, not enough to be tadeya. When the shema is a shaysik, it's a little more, and the bari then could win. Mistaver Tuva, that if Bari Vishema, there's a sichsuch between the Amiraim. So Bari and Shtika, it's more.
You think about it.
You observe two people. One person goes to the LD, says, you owe me money. In one case, the other person says, you know, I don't remember. And in the other case, the person's quiet. Which case is the Bari's tiny stronger? So is that a reason for him to win? The Bari is tied stronger, is that a reason? I'm saying Shtika Kaida means it's Taich, that's a reason the Bari wins.
you're saying, if you like the second way, you're saying, Noah, he wins, because the shtick is a full-fledged haskam. I'm saying a smaller chiddush than you. I'm saying that the circumstantial evidence is enough to win. You're saying it's a total haskama. Now, if I accept it's a total haskama, then it's pashari wins. But it's a chiddush to say it's a total haskama. So I don't know which, I can't tell you which way is for sure more mistaver. I can just tell you that from our Gemara, it's very hard for me to see Hashtika is, in his lashon, a full-fledged Hadas Badin to five people. This pushes it out of Sveika and into look, there's a certain amount of rayas that we let it to that with. There's a certain amount that it could win. What is the threshold? Alright, if you feel that what I'm saying, this shtika is a low threshold, then you have to go to second mahalach. But what? Yeah, you're not going to get away from that. It's true that no matter what explanation you say, the Gemara here is saying an extraordinary chiddush that shtika kaida applies when you made it to five people, five that each of the five owns the same $100. No matter which way you cut it, no matter which way you explain it, the Gemara is a chiddush. Shtika kaida to five people on the same $100. Either way, it's a chiddush. So you want to go with the chiddush that's a din, that if it's separate in Torah, I'm shaysik, I lose. Or you'd rather go more the way I'm saying, that it's a kayach in the bari. Those are the two mahalchim in the Brit Savron. Take one or the other. I have no. To me, it just seems too much to say it's mamishas gomer, five people, five different things. Right, the next piece of the Gemara, Safiki Nuach, is a especially beautiful piece in the Shir of Shmuel. The Shir of Shmuel, Chafei Amid Beis, has a piece where he explains the Machlokes Rashi Taisvis, our Gemara, and ends up being an especially beautiful explanation of the Gemara. When I learned this Gemara, the Gemara's next Kasha with Rashi, the Kasha didn't make sense to me. I'm talking about Pshat. I felt I wouldn't be able to explain it the Daf Yomi style either. The Gemara's next Kasha. And I hope it'll bother you. And the Reb Shmuel has such a beautiful, the Nikarim Divrei Evnes, a beautiful explanation. You have to know for tomorrow that on Chafei Amid Beis, the Taich in the next Gemara, Im Naka Lo Yazdir, is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Chafei Amid Beis. There's a third sheet, the Rambam sheet, which maybe we'll discuss, but the Ikkar was again, is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Chafei Amid Beis. Our Gemara, like Tosfos there, is very Geshmak. Like the way Rashi explains it, it's very hard Gemara. And tomorrow we'll do the Reb Shmuel. It's in the Reb Shmuel that has a ches on the side. There's a Zion and a ches. The one Zion is on Amafkin, it's never in the shelves. The one the ches is on Eometzius, it's usually in the shelves. So you should be able to get it. Sure, Reb Shmuel is a shorter Reb Shmuel. It's a very, very nice piece.